Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Groundhog's Day, Sunday morning. Hey, I haven't said this all morning long. Thank you guys for letting me and Sam be a part of your weekend mornings. We can say that now instead of just Sunday mornings.
Right.
We got our Saturdays back. And as we welcome our next guest on, we will start by apologizing, first of all.
Yeah.
Because, no, it's been a crazy morning. You know, we start a half hour late. We got this big trade in the NBA, and Noel's got sparks coming off her knuckles trying to get all this stuff together and sound and find out who's talking about this. And we didn't get his walk-on music. And so, man, we'll get some Toby Keith, you know, How You Like Me Now coming up. That's his walk-on music. But he will be happy to hear as we play this particular song last week because of the open house they had at Atlanta Motor Speedway. We had Brandon Hutchinson come on, Adam, and he wondered aloud, why would Sammy Hagar want one foot on the gas and one on the brake? Listening to the lines of the opening line of the song. So as we welcome Adam Alexander in here, good morning, sir.
How are you guys? Good to be with you.
We are doing well, and apologies for not getting your music on there, but we're gonna keep this rolling here. But I don't know where to start. You have got a new moniker.
Yeah, really. That's how we talk with you, right?
This is our man here, and Sam. Let me just tell you what this. I don't know. Do you ever go out and look at what's written about you, or you know, online, or like the Wikipedia page? You looked at that?
I looked at it? Are you talking about me?
Yeah, you.
No, I have not looked at Wikipedia. I haven't looked there in a while.
Let me tell you what it says about Adam Alexander. First of all,
is this fit to read on air?
I assume this is
a family program.
No, man, you ain't a bad dude. Wikipedia says about yourself: is an American television sports announcer. He is currently the play-by-play announcer for NASCAR on the CW's coverage of NASCAR's Infinity Series, NASCAR on Prime Video, and NASCAR on TNT's coverage of the NASCAR Cup Series.
Yeah.
It's the first paragraph written about you. So isn't it nice to know there's some updates out there at that place?
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
That's good. I don't know who updates that, but I appreciate them taking that. You know, and I got to tell you, full disclosure, you know, I'm not a big social media guy, and I have a daughter who is in college. And she, you know, college, everybody's networking and doing LinkedIn and all the things that you do. And I have all those accounts, but I had, you know, been with Fox forever. So you just never update anything, right? There was never any. And then, you know, we get to the first of the year and I was real cognizant of what announcements have been made because I didn't want to put something out there that's going to jump the gun before someone properly, you know, does their press release or whatever it is. And so I'm trying to update this stuff, and I'm like, I don't know. And thank goodness my daughter was home from college, and I said, here, you need to help me. I don't even know how to get into the settings to update on Instagram and all of this. So anyway, I think now all that's been taken care of, and I'm glad somebody was able to jump into Wikipedia and get that updated,
yeah,
too.
And there's a nice picture of you there, too.
Absolutely, absolutely,
good.
Folks. Great. Always great for Adam Alexander to join us here at the start of the NASCAR season. He is social. You can find him at Adam1Alexander. Adam1Alexander.
Thanks to his daughter.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Adam, let's first of all let's talk about the challenge it may be for NASCAR fans this season with the different places and the different places people can expect to find you in your different roles.
Well, and what I would say to that, Sam, is there are some changes, certainly, and it'll take a little time for everybody to get acclimated, I'm sure, because for the last 10 years, basically the first half of the year, everything's been on the Fox family and networks, and then you made the transition in the second half of the year outside of the truck series, everything was over on NBC, and now that's going to change. The one thing I would say, though, is that, you know, CW's gotten involved with the Xfinity series, and they're going wire to wire. And that's a network that, you know, is open to every household in the country. And so that's something the Xfinity series hasn't had, a broadcast network that's going to broadcast every race, you know, February to November. And so that'll be huge, I think, for the series, for the sport, and for the fans. Once they get used to going there, and they actually carried the last seven or eight races in 2024 in conjunction with NBC. NBC produced them, put them out there, and they just aired them on the CW, and that was received really well, and the ratings did, you know, quite well. So I think that was a good start and an indicator of what can be. And now that it's getting going for real in 2025, the Xfinity series will be something that is going to be in a really good spot. And everyone, once they get acclimated to that at Daytona and Atlanta, I think it'll be off and rolling. You know, Prime Video is a new thing, and streaming is new to NASCAR to have cup races that are streaming. But the one advantage that Prime Video has, before they do their five race run in May, starting with the Coke 600 through June, they will be carrying a good majority of the practice and qualifying shows early in the year. So fans will start getting adjusted to that with the Atlanta race weekend and beyond. And so that, I believe, will really help fans understand where they need to go to get things, because they'll already be watching practice and qualifying there. And then, you know, Turner Sports TNT is a network that's familiar to NASCAR fans because they were there 10 years ago. So I believe that one will be one that's pretty easy to figure out. So there is a lot of new, but I feel like it's all very positive for NASCAR. And once fans get through that initial adjustment, everything will be just fine. And it'll end up being really good for all involved.
Talk about CW and the fact that you're going to take people back to a place as we go back to Bowman Gray tonight. You're going to take people back to The Rock. We haven't seen racing at Rockingham in a while. I know Xfinity Series is going to be there.
Yeah, how about that? You know, they tested over there last week. All the truck and Xfinity teams went over there just to get some track time. They repaved that place. They've done a lot of updates. And, you know, that facility's gone through a couple ownership changes. And I know the goal has always been, let's bring NASCAR back. And they did run a truck weekend there maybe 10 years ago. I don't know exactly when that was that NASCAR went back with the truck series at ARCA. But this just feels different. And I hope the fans come out and embrace it, because the one thing you always fight anytime you go back to some of these venues is, are the fans going to come out? They all want it. They want to, you know, go back in time, so to speak. But are they going to support it once that decision is made? You know, we saw with North Wilkesboro with the All-Star Weekend how much the fans came out and how much they enjoyed that place being restored and kind of taking NASCAR back to its roots. You know, Bowman Gray had a great reception last night, and I'm sure we'll see the – I think Joy said on the broadcast last night that over 40 states entered in the crowd for the Clash tonight at Bowman Gray. And it's a small sample size, and the weather was pretty good. But when they did the test at Rockingham, there were a lot of fans that came out and sat in turn four and watched the team's test. So across the board, it's a very exciting time. And Ben Kennedy, who is you know, one of the heirs in the France family, right, you know, is really done, you know, great at embracing the history of NASCAR. You know, he's also, you know, done a good job of looking into the future. So when you balance Bowman Gray and Mexico City as the two new stops on the Cup schedule this year, it gives you an indication of how open his eyes are to where things need to go and how balanced you need to be.
Adam Alexander joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, so you got Bowman Gray right now. You had the first 3 years of the Clash out in California. Is it possible that NASCAR is going to take a page from the NFL and do like what they're doing with this first race, like the draft, and move it every few years to another location?
You know, there's a lot of talk about that, and we were in some meetings this week, Greg, with NASCAR, and while the Clash didn't come up, what did come up is the playoffs. And, you know, there was a lot of buzz at the end of 2024 about, we got to change the playoff format. This isn't working. We got to change it. You know, Kyle Larson was so good throughout the year, wins six races, doesn't make the championship four. You know, what's going on? We need to fix this. And I err on the side of, and the conversation in the room kind of went to the other day, is we don't really need to change the playoff format as much as we need to be flexible with the races that are in the playoffs, and in particular that championship race. So I don't know, you know, what the focus will be as far as the Clash is concerned. I think it was Chase Elliott that said, you know, I'd like to see this thing run overseas, and maybe that's a way to get into, you know, some new markets and make NASCAR more of a global sport. We're doing that with Mexico City. Could we do that with the Clash? And would that be a way to introduce NASCAR to some new fans? So maybe that's a thought, you know, down the road as you rotate the Clash. But I think the one hot button topic when it comes to schedule and moving venues around is going to be that championship race. And it's unfortunate that conversation is being had, because Phoenix is an awesome venue for a championship race. I mean, they just renovated that place. It's very modern. The camping's wonderful. The weather is good. Phoenix is a championship city. They've hosted all the big events. But, you know, you sometimes compromise the competition, because, as we know, you know, there are courses for horses in NASCAR, and certain guys are really good there. Mm-hmm. And so maybe the competitive edge slides one way. And by moving the championship race year to year, you might start to introduce some other players, you know, to the equation. So we'll see how that works out. But those are some of the things that have been talked about.
Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline with Adam Alexander, talking NASCAR. Great to have him for the first time this season, folks. So Chase Elliott looks like he's going to be up front at the Clash tonight. I don't know how much of a difference that makes. But thoughts about that? I'm seeing some different cars over there, seeing Denny Hamlin places. Which teams you think come in doing well? Penske seems like they're always a threat. But you do have, you know, Joe Gibbs is represented there. You do have Hendrick up front coming in. What have you heard?
Well, when you look at recent history in the Clash, because that's the best comparison to what we did at the L.A. Coliseum, probably to what we'll see at Bowman Gray, just because it's a quarter-mile track and there's very little banking, although, you know, there are some differences between the two tracks. Certainly, I think that's probably the best comparison we have. And you look at the last couple of years at the L.A. Coliseum, it did belong to Joe Gibbs Racing. You know, Ty Gibbs was outstanding out there last year and leading a bunch of laps. Denny Hamlin won last year. 2 years ago, it was Martin Truex Jr. who won at the L.A. Coliseum. And the first ever race there was won by Joey Logano. And you know, when you look, Gibbs, the Gibbs program was pretty good last night. Denny Hamlin was strong. You know, Christopher Bell was good. And then Joey Logano, I think, was someone that surfaced that should be pretty solid as well. The one characteristic that I noticed with some of the drivers at the front last night, where they're pretty good road racers. And so is there a component or something to the rhythm of the way you race this little track and some of the tight turns and the moves you have to make on road courses? I know that probably seems like a little bit of a stretch, but I got that feeling watching some of these drivers and looking who was running well last night that there is a connection there. And someone that I would, you know, put on that list is Chris Buescher. Chris ran really well last night, and he's someone that's a good road racer. And I've got to hit the guy that starts on the pole, you know, Chase Elliott. And you mentioned him, and I know there's a lot of fans listening that probably follow Chase because of his Georgia roots. You know, Hendrick did not perform particularly well at the Clash out in L.A., but Chase last night was really, really good. And the advantage that he has is starting up front, it's hard to pass. Track position is going to be enormous tonight. So there's no doubt he's going to be a player and have a real shot to win this thing.
You know what I'm thinking about?
What's that?
As you talk about Chase Elliott, and we know that he was dealing with an injury a few years ago. We spend our time talking about the other big professional sports and this player, that player coming back, and it's going to take him a year or so to get back into shape the way he played that year before.
Right.
Does this happen in NASCAR regularly where, okay, we're expecting a much better year. You guys are talking about he's looking like the old Chase, and it's been about a year or so removed from his injury. Is that a thing in NASCAR, in driving, where a driver will have an injury and they come back slowly, but yet, you know, you don't think about that same sort of approach to looking at this athlete, because they are athletes. You're going to sit in the car and do what you do. You know what I'm saying, Adam? Is that a thing in NASCAR or driving period where coming off an injury, it might take that driver a year or so to get back, and then they become who they used to be, or at least approach their sport the way they used to?
I would say that's fair. You know, the other connection here, too, could be that when he missed that time 2 years ago, that was year two of this Gen 7 race car. And, you know, you take away all that track time when you can be learning about the car. And there, you know, that's a real deal, right? And so last year he gets another full year behind the wheel, and they won the race at Texas in the spring. And so maybe it's not as much adapting and recovering from the injury as it is just the overall time behind the wheel in this car that, you know, was still somewhat new, you know, to him because of the time that it takes to develop and get comfortable. I don't know. I've not heard that talked about, but that would be one connection that I could make. And I would say this too. You know, I wouldn't get excited about anything really that happens at Bowman Gray because it's unrelatable really to any other venue that we visit throughout 2025. But what I would say is that momentum and confidence is a real thing, and you always want to start ahead as opposed to playing from behind. So if you can go to Bowman Gray, have a good performance, and win, it does help lay the foundation probably for something good, at least in the early portion of the year. But, you know, it's always going to be, you know, Las Vegas probably in March before you really start to get your arms around who's got what and who's got a chance to be good throughout the balance of the year, just because, you know, those early races on the drafting tracks don't really give you an indication of who's going to be good as you look at the long-term future of what's happening throughout the season.
Of course, one of those drafting tracks is here in Atlanta. Now, when do we see you? In the coming weeks, we're gonna go, because we do have Xfinity races, you know, both in Daytona and here in Atlanta. And when do we start seeing you?
So we'll be fired up starting with Daytona. We'll have that practice show Friday afternoon from Daytona next. So I guess less than 2 weeks now we'll be on the air, and then we'll have the season opener from Daytona International Speedway for the Xfinity Series on CW, and then I'll basically make my home on CW exclusively from February to May, and then in May we'll begin that summer run with Prime and TNT doing 10 races, and in those weeks be really busy doing both Cup and Xfinity on either Prime, Turner with the Cup, and then CW with Xfinity, and then we'll wrap up the year back to Xfinity full-time from, you know, August basically through the end of the year. So, but starting out early on, it'll be all Xfinity all the time on CW, and there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. We're going to do some rehearsal stuff tonight with the Clash with some of our folks, so just excited to get going. Tons of anticipation for a very good year.
Yeah, congratulations, man. We were all really, really happy for you and the role that you're getting a chance to play, and my goodness, we're happy for you to spend some time with us here this morning as we get set for the Clash tonight.
All right, man.
No, I appreciate it so much. Thank you for your support. You guys are always great, and I appreciate you having me on.
As always, Adam, thank you. I mean, we're looking forward to this dude getting in town here, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to try to make him meet him this time. and we get his music straight next time, so we apologize for that.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.